Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Navkar Corporation Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Bhandari from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Navkar Corporation Limited. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today, Mr. Anish Maheshwari, CFO, Mr. Nitin Sharma, General Manager, Finance, Mr. Ankit Thakker, Senior Manager, Ms. Deepa Nehani, Company Secretary, and Mr. Antanas Surana. Now I shall hand over the conference call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari, the CFO of Navkar Corporation Limited, for opening comments, and then we shall continue with question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. I would like to give insights on the results of current quarter after the changes involved in the finances of company after slump sale of TUM ICT business in last quarter. Here I am highlighting the details about the continuous operations of the company, followed by glimpse of the turnover and the profits of discontinued business for the quarter. Coming to the total revenue figures of this quarter, the same is rupees 121.79 crores for this quarter, as compared to 109.92 crores last quarter. This total income includes exceptional income, which is related to sale of trailers to Adani and others, party remains of 19.06 crore in this quarter. On these revenue figures, the profit after tax of companies this quarter stand at 42.3 crores in comparison to rupees 23.1 crore in last one. This is mainly because of reversal of deferred tax liability on account of sales of assets in slump sale, along with the separate agreements with the Adani Logistics for sale of 615 trailers and 90 dock containers, and we have for sale of 230 trailers to other parties. When coming to profit before tax, the same is 21.6 crore as compared to 18.5 crores in previous quarter. Going ahead, I just wanted to give you the elements of revenue of company during the quarter are as follows. In case of CFS PFT, volume of exports container handled stands 25,639 TUs from 24,401 TUs on QOQ basis, which is rise by 5%, and from 28,469 TUs on a YOY basis, the same is now down by 9.9%. Volume of import containers handled raised by 12.9 from 26,461 TUs to 29,869 TUs on a QOQ basis, and from 36,951 TUs on a YOY basis, the same is now down by 19.2%. Coming to the exempt turnover, is the same is around 14.7% from 57.0 crores to 65.45 crores, and about the domestic turnover for this quarter is 17.54 crores. In case of CFS PFT, the number of trains handled is 193 in this quarter compared to 197 in last one. In case of CFS PFT, which is discounted operations, we have only domestic turnover. From this quarter onwards, this business was not transferred to the slump sale. The domestic turnover of ICT PFT quarter stand is 13.1 crores compared to 39.96 crores. The reason behind it that Ashiler metal business, which was getting down because of railway levies imposed by 15% in last quarter itself, road has become better options for in compared to rail. Now I would like to focus on light upon the fulfillment of the objective of the company slump sale. As presented earlier, the primary object for the slump sale proceeds was to pay off the existing debt of the company. In response to this, the company has repaid all its secured loans from bank or financial institutions and has got debt-free status. After payment of all the debts, the extra fund laying in form of fixed deposits in hands of company as of 31st December is value of 172 crores approximately. Now I want to highlight the profit figures of quarter 2 FY22-23. Operating profits of the continuous business for this quarter stands at rupees 34.36 crore as compared to 41.55 crore. But when we compare the same with turnover, the operating margins at current quarter is 35% compared to 37% in last quarter. And the operating profits margins are not deviated significantly. The profit before tax, the exceptional gain comes 2.55 crores as compared to 18.53 crores QOQ basis. The impact of profit due to the following factors: the common cost which was bear by company earlier, I just wanted to be highlight out there. The employee cost of the business sold as bore by company recently, and hence the employee cost rose by 4.6 crores to 8.59 crores. Also this figure rupees 1.66 crore related to the manpower expense and provisions of Morbi, which is being expensed out of as per Ind AS. The depreciation cost has rose from 6.36 crore to 7.38 crores instead of declining because of the depreciation impact of remaining assets of the unit sold in slum sale. The finance cost appears to have risen the quarter in comparison to last quarter from 4.61 crores to 5.86 crores. This appears because of finance cost is not apportioned in the quarter between continuing and non-continuing business, and whole impact is on the continuing operations only. Further, out of 1.8 crore in the notional impact of Ind AS cost, which is reversed on account of repayment of loans, also the prepayment and foreclosure charges hit of rupees 1.7 crore as in this quarter. So overall there was a 3.5 crores impact on these numbers. The other expense have also risen by of license fee and charges for ICD Valvada being charged to continuing operations. The total hit of 2 crores is on account of this. Apart from this, 1.91 crores of security manpower expense have been incurred for the October month at ICD locations for smooth transactions, now which is going to be discontinued for further future. EBITDA margins has fallen for 28.85 crore to 12.44 crores. The same belongs to a higher employee cost attributed to the continuing business and the professional fee in form of licensing fee and lease charges as mentioned above. Other than that, the advisory and other expense which is incurred by the company for the slum sale deal. Also the reason of fall of revenue operations from 109.26 crore to 99.38 crore contribute to such fall. And the performance in current quarter stands at par as per revenue side, and when the same comes to the profit side, the decline is because of lack of synergies impacted on the account running both of operations together, the reason of which we have started earlier. Continue to area of new project development continuing at Morbi. The current completion stage of the aforesaid project is almost completed and the revenue has started from February first week of current year. Management is on the opinion that the new facility will help to acquire new customers and increase the profitability of the company in near future. Once the operations start full-fledged, the same is to give the synergies impact to the company as a whole and overall profitability would rise. After analysis of above points, I here like to state that the company's performance in this quarter after slum sale is preceding quarter tends to set the field for growth in revenues as well as profits in upcoming periods. Now we will open the floor for Q&A sessions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Ravi Kumar Bucha from Nitrite Fabs India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Maheshwari. This is Ravi Bucha. I'm a individual shareholder in your company.
I would like to ask, like, you have 177 crores in your bank, and you said you are in discussion with the management and you will come out with some plan of repaying, rewarding the shareholders. So any plans on dividend or buyback on this? Because we are already in the month of February now.
I can tell you, we are now completing our Morbi facility first because it's almost on a operational side. So we just wait for the couple of quarters. Once everything will be done, like operations will be in a smoother mode, and secondly, railways will be in place. Railway orders already been placed. I think so. It may come in next 1 or 2 months. Then after we'll definitely think on it and get back to the market.
Right. I would like to ask one more thing. What is the kind of revenues what you are expecting from Morbi operations on a quarter-on-quarter basis? Can you just enlighten me on that? Like what kind of revenues are expected?
So we started our operations from 1st of February and we are hoping that it will be in a smoother side till March. Then first quarter operations of 2023-24, I can be saying in the position where we can be give the right positioning over there in a Morbi market. Once we'll be getting the sales of that particular thing after a couple of months.
Okay. So any figures what you can put after in the Q1 of next year?
So there we have projected that we have a facility of almost enough 4 lakh containers volumes handling capabilities of our entire facility. Against that there is a market of around, earlier we also discussed, there is a good market over there. First 2 months will be tough for us to getting that business and understanding towards the market strategies and customer requirement side. Then only we'll be in a shape to there we can tell how we'll be moving further for the customer solutions and what will be the fair sense for the container handling capabilities over there in next couple of quarters.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I just had this question. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. In continuation with the last investor's question, that is to you to tell that in the last meeting, investor call, the management has promised to go for buyback or dividend as soon as possible once the debt is clear. Now the debt is cleared and we have a very handsome amount in the account also, company's account. So it is very prudent from management point of view to declare some dividend at least for the shareholders. Now, as you see, the investor interest is going down and down in Navkar Corporation. And in spite of such a huge deal, if the management is not giving any dividend or any rewards to the minority shareholders, the market cap of the company is going to go down. So it is a better interest of the company and corporate governance and individual investors. I request you to consider this proposal very humbly and see that the company's corporate governance is also enhanced. Thank you very much and all the best.
So I really appreciate your words and I can tell you that we are in verge of starting our Morbi operations first. Secondly, just for your information, company has started, promoter has started acquiring their shares in term of creeping acquisitions earlier also, and they are planning to start some more operational things towards the how we will be, adding the value for the shareholders, and on that we will be definitely get back to the market once we will be making some static plan for the shareholders. Now, till now I can tell you that we have in our mind, last quarter also we told the same thing, we are having in our mind once our Morbi operations will be in shape, and secondly, creeping has already been started in last 1 or 2 months to add the value for shareholders. And some further options will be definitely think on it and get back to the market. And I really appreciate your point too. We are definitely think on the same thing for the how we'll have to be evaluate and add the values for the shareholders.
So my second request is as we are doing very well that we are in a sunrise industry of logistics.
I really consider your request. Don't worry. I'll talk to management on this.
I just want to have a suggestion. that we should have a more communication with institutional investors on a regular basis and showcase our capabilities and our strength and our balance sheet, all these things to be brought to the notice of the major shareholders or institutional shareholders, so that the interest in the stock or interest in the company will enhance and its overall will be a beneficial to each and every shareholder of the company. Thank you very much.
So basically, I just wanted to revert on it. For this quarter, I might say that for next quarter also, the common expenses for the company remain same or remain continue because our Morbi operations will take shape in next couple of quarters, right? So I don't want to enhance the other cost for the company. Till now, the common expenses which is bear by the company, seeing that, I can tell you, we'll definitely think on it, we'll go into the market and give the sense of about our further operations towards the domestic as well as the Bombay operations, and the Morbi ones will be shaped, then definitely going to the market and give our presentations with the numbers.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Vikram from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Go ahead, Vikram.
Sir, I'll read out the question for him.
Yeah,
the question is, how is outlook on growth in domestic business going forward? This is the first question.
So basically, we are on a domestic front, we are more taking more options on the heavy asset side like steel. Steel we are already doing on a domestic business. Now we are thinking on a cement business also, which I had already been told to the market last time also. So we are taking strategic decisions on the domestic market. For the earlier we do only agro and steel. Now we are more focusing on the heavy commodities also. So with that strategy, once we'll be, you know, come up with entire facility of Morbi with all railway will be on place, and as we have a category 1 license, we'll definitely think on it. Major concentration will be on a heavy commodity right now. So this is our strategy for the next couple of quarter, I can say 3-4 quarters.
Thank you, sir. And the next question is Exim volume growth outlook.
So Exim, the Bombay will be remain same, remain continue. I think so. They may be slightly dip or slightly higher side, might be 5% if, but I can say. But domestic is our more focus, and Morbi, which is new, once the Morbi will come in, then after we'll getting fair sense for the Mumbai operations also with the cross sales business. So I can say right now, Morbi will be giving new shape to the company, firstly. And secondly, once the Morbi will commence fully or in a manner of good operation side over there in a Morbi, then it will definitely give us a positive for Mumbai also. Or for Exim as well as the domestic market too.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Ravi Pooja from Nitrite Subs India Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Mr. Maheshwari, I have one more question for you. What is the status on this steel thing which you are doing on the domestic operations with Mittal, which was hampered because of the export duty imposed by the government?
So it will be in shape. That's why we are thinking on another commodities for the heavy commodity which I told. Steel will remain continue because till now also business will remain continue, but it's in a shape which was earlier 40 crores around 14 crores, which might take shape after all these things will be, steel prices will be going up, and it might take because cost should be the matter. So that's why we are thinking on different commodities now, on agro as well as other commodities. So it might take shape in next couple of quarters.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Naveen, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. I would like to understand why the employee expenses have been increased. It has been doubled of from quarter 3 FY22 to in FY22.
So basically, the reason being that is, you know, our discontinued operations of Vapi where the we have an employee cost, it will be segregated, that will be again same for the Mumbai. But common cost for the employment, which is not getting down yet, all employees which is on the role of company, like I can say the senior management team or elite team, which was having a 50% of cost for employment. So they are remain same with the organization yet. And we are giving them other work for the movie and all. Till now that will be common expense will remain same. So that's the reason employee cost is sent over there.
Okay. I do have an another question if I can go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Okay. With regards to the MOBI, which is going to get activated from this January, I would like to understand what would be the expenses which would be coming in. You may need to buy trucks and everything, correct, to scale up the business. So what would be the impact for that?
So basically, we have already been added asset till now is around 80 crores, in which we have 100 tailors which we added, right? Then, which I told you for the domestic operations, we are going for the heavy commodity. Cement containers also we added to the fleet, where we have spent till now around 17 crores. Then we added around 6 Talmas to the operations for Morbi. So this has already been, so the FD which I told you right now, which after the asset which added to the company, after that amount has come to the in totality.
Okay. No, I didn't understand the rationale. When you sold it off earlier when selling it off to Adani, why? Mm-hmm. What was the need? You could have leveraged that existing infra, whatever was there in terms of vehicles and everything here, right? Why a net new investment would have been required?
So basically what happened, sir, that fleet which was we earlier, if you have our last call details with you, so earlier we told that we'll be going to make the operations for the Adani for Vapi facility, right? Then they told they will handle their operations by their own. That's why we sold it to them. And we have to take new fleets over there at a Morbi. Otherwise, any which ways, if Morbi operations will be in a shape, then we'll have to be take other fleet or another fleet over there. And these fleet which we sold to the Adani, which was remain continue for the Adani itself in a lease model also.
And subsequently in the last conference call also you said that you're going to share the profits with the investors. Is there any dividend plan for suppose this sell-off what you have done?
So we have already been started dripping acquisitions in account of promoters for raising the value for shareholders. And now dividend we'll definitely plan for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Aditya Singh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, this is another Morbi question. So what is the total amount of capex that we have done in Morbi and do we expect to do more capex in the same?
So till now we have around 190 crores approximately we did at Morbi, including our fleet and all. So project side we have spent around 140 crores and rest is for the fleet. So from here, gradually our operations will be in an improvement side, then we'll have to think again on it. But if you'll ask me for next couple of quarters, I think so there is no further expansion or no further asset addition in the fleet.
Okay, and do we expect any other sort of capex in the overall business for the next 2-3 years?
Next 2-3 years, it will be challenging to me right now because once our operations will be in a full pleasant manner over there at a Morbi, then we'll have to be think on it. Because if there is a cross sale business will be on a higher side, then we'll have to be think on the further capex towards the both the facility. Otherwise, there is capability wise, if you'll ask me, there is no need for the capex for the installation or the project side, there might be need for the further fleet addition itself.
Okay, and any guidance on the depreciation run rate for FY24?
So depreciation run rate will remain same because after Morbi commencement, there may be a depreciation on fleet only because maximum portion for the capex is for the land and land development. So there is a depreciation, if you'll ask me, for the fleet addition only, otherwise the depreciation will remain same.
Okay, and the last one, any guidance on the revenue and EBITDA for next year, FY24?
For next year?
Yeah, FY24.
So we are now on a very low side till now. So from here onwards, there may be, we are expecting growth of around 15 to 20% addition of Morbi for next year.
Okay. Yeah, got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to know what will be the revenue guidance for the next 3 to 5 years. Where do you see the company in the next 3 to 5 years?
So 3 to 5 years will be a tough question for me right now because we are more focusing on the new facility of Morbi. As I told you, for next year, if you'll ask me, so from Mumbai operations, we will be expecting growth of around 5 to 10%, and for Morbi over and all, we are expecting revenue growth around 15 to 20% over and all in a growth side. It might be in a higher side, but now we are taking that growth as, you know, first quarter will be the full quarter to operation with our railways and all. Then I can give you the fair guidelines for next couple of years after first or second quarter. But 3 and 5 years might be a tough question right now because after slump sale deal.
20 years, 15 to 20% growth is sustainable for the next 3 to 5 years.
That I can say, 15 to 20% growth will be definitely. I can say based on our past experience for Vapi also, first year we were having around 15% growth and after second, third year we were having around 26 to 27% growth. With that aspect, I can say that it might be in a range of 15 to 20% year on year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anish Maheshwari, CFO, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So thank you so much to Philip Capital and Chorus Call and all participants. I can say that with the blessings of you all and shareholders' support, we'll be on a higher side. We'll be definitely come up with the fair sense of Morbi operations after 1 or 2 quarters, and it will be positive for company itself. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.